You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with a maybe, kinda, sorta, I think so, return to something like normal in a key slice of the American economy. The S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index came out today, and it turns out that in August, the year-over-year increase in home prices was the lowest we've seen since the early days of this pandemic. Prices are still going up, to be clear, just less so. And in some of the hottest housing markets in the country, price growth is cooling just as the seasons change from summer to fall. You know, like it used to be in the before times. But after what the pandemic has brought to this economy, what's normal about home buying might sound kind of different than what you're used to. Marketplace's Matt Levin gets us going today.
Let's start at the beginning of your home search. You know, the fun part when you're favoriting Zillow listings with reckless abandon and not thinking about your down payment. Going forward, those listings will be much more high-tech. Aaron Stumpf is a real estate broker in Sacramento.
Now you pretty much have to have some kind of virtual media.
If you're unfamiliar, virtual tours operate like Google Maps Street View, except inside a living room. A living room that may have virtual furniture.
You can actually pay some photographers to virtually stage the house. So stage a vacant photo with furniture, and it looks pretty real.
Just like in many other industries, the pandemic accelerated technological change in real estate. Appraisals can be done remotely, documents signed electronically, which means
we'll still continue to see short escrows just because we can.
Think 21 days instead of 30, even if the market cools off someday. Daryl Fairweather is an economist at Redfin who swears the market will cool off someday. She doesn't expect concessions buyers are making now to continue forever, waiving home inspections and other contingencies, or the crazier stuff she hears from agents.
In Atlanta, there's even a practice of like giving essentially a cash gift to the sellers.
Kaylee Langston didn't have to give a cash gift to buy her first home in Northern California in June. She just had to pay $30,000 above asking. She says the pandemic housing market will have another legacy. If she ever decides to sell, she'll have high expectations.
When we sell, if we don't have multiple offers, waiving everything and giving us well over the price, I'm going to say, what's going on here?
She's kidding. Kind of. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
Maybe there's going to be a deal on President Biden's big social spending bill this week. Maybe there's not, because honestly, who can keep track? But all we do know is that it's going to be closer to $2 trillion over 10 years than the $3.5 trillion progressives in the party had originally hoped, which means some of the programs in that package are going to be smaller as well of necessity. We talked about affordable housing yesterday. Today, it's paid family leave. It was 12 weeks in the original plan. It's at 4 weeks now, which is below average, way below average. The United States is just one of a tiny handful of countries on this planet that doesn't guarantee some paid family leave, the others being Suriname and Papua New Guinea. And 4 weeks would still put us, obviously, well behind most rich economies, but it'd be a pretty big paradigm shift for American workers if our usual reluctance to take time off does not get in the way. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
4 years ago, when Chris Hosselman's daughter was born, the idea of taking an extended leave from his job as a busy trial attorney didn't really occur to him.
I remember my boss being like, hey, Chris, take 2 weeks, you know, try not to check your email too much, you know, you got it, champ. I remember being like, wow, that's awesome.
Of course, he'd have to make up those billable hours. He didn't really stop checking his email. And his newborn was still a newborn when he returned to work 2 weeks later. Hosselman lives in California, where he could have taken 8 weeks of paid family leave.
It wasn't the financial burden so much as, hey, you want to show you're a team player and you want to get back in the game.
Even when paid family leave is available from an employer or one of the 9 state programs, it can still feel hard to use, says Michelle Keefe, founder of staffing firm Mom Up.
You know, what are the other people in the office doing? How are the managers handling it? How are senior leadership viewing it and encouraging people to use it?
And while new moms are sort of expected to take time off, it might be different for dads. An analysis of California's paid family leave program found it led to women taking 5 additional weeks off, but men only a few extra days. But the gap is starting to shrink, says Brad Harrington, the head of the Boston College Center for Work and Family.
I think that idea that, oh, you can offer it to fathers, but they won't take it, is quickly being realized to be a myth and not a reality.
In his surveys, a majority of men take all the time they're offered. But for those who don't, it often comes down to money. Many state programs provide only partial income replacement, which isn't always enough for a family to get by. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.